This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We need to be like Christ. Now I want you to listen to this. Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 8. It says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." But here we go. "But made himself of no reputation." That's humbling. "And took upon him the form of a servant." A servant. "And was made in the likeness of men." And here we go, verse 8. "And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Oh, thank you, Lord, for this verse here. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. I want you to understand that whenever you humble yourself, you have submitted yourself unto Christ, it may lead to death. Are you willing to go all the way? Or are you saying, "This is my life, I can do what I want to do"? I'm telling you, whenever you are obedient, whenever you are humbling yourself and give your life for Christ, he has the power to raise you up. The pride of life, whenever you have not surrendered totally unto God, you are still got the pride of life. You don't understand that your life is no more your own. You have been bought with that price, and that price is the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Are you willing to say, "I'm sorry"? I'm willing to say, "I'm wrong." The willing to say, "I want to repent." Willing to say simply, "I believe in God, and that Jesus Christ is his Son, and that he died on the third day and rose with all power for the forgiveness of our sins." Or are you still prideful? As we close today, I pray that this message have resonated with some. And as we opened up with the Christian posting that post saying, I, and what I've done, instead of giving God the glory. Forgetting, understanding that that person may have had it paved, but others had difficulty. But God, Jesus, leveled the field and opened the door for all. It says, "For whosoever will, let him come." I'm praying today that as this scripture says, humble yourselves. Because if you don't humble yourselves, he'll do it. And if he do it, it may be too late. The Bible says, "Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess." You can do it now and be saved and enter into heaven, or you can do it later and you spend eternity in hell. But be clear, let me be clear here, you will bow. But the question is when. So if you would like to get rid of pride today and come to Christ, it's pretty simple. Recognize you're a sinner and you can't save yourself, and that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day he rose from the grave with all power. You simply have to believe that in your heart and you're saved. Now he gives us a proclamation to make. It says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." If you believe Christ is the Son of God, are you ready to make that proclamation to the world? If so, bow your heads and repeat this prayer. "Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died, was buried, and on the third day rose in payment for my sin. I accept him now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen." If you've done that, we would love to hear. Drop us a line at Minutes of Truth. And remember, humble yourself.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.